好，弟兄姊妹，我今天要交通的这个题目是体贴主的心肠。
And this is I'd like to share with you to be mindful and attentive, to the Lord's heart.
就是我想中文很清楚，就是我们去体贴主的心，体贴他的心肠。
To be mindful of his heart, to be attentive to his heart.
我们先看几处的圣经。
We'll read a few Bible verses.
诗篇二十六篇第二节
Psalm 26 verse 2
诗篇二十六篇第二节耶和华求你查看我试验我熬炼我的肺腑心肠
Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart.
对这边这个肺腑很特别就像是 kidney 是肾脏是吧 kidney
yeah the kidneys are yeah
然后我们再请翻到路加福音第一章七十八节
and turn to Luke 178 chapter 1 verse 78
好、oh.我想我们念我念路加福音第一章的78跟79。
Verse 78, 79.
因我们神怜悯的心肠叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们要照亮坐在黑暗中死硬里的人把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high have visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death.To get our feet into the way of peace.
这边有一个词叫做神怜悯的心肠。
Here there's a phrase, tender mercy of our God.
我们再看这个腓立比书一章第八节。
Philippians 1, verse 8.
腓立比书一章八节，我体会基督耶稣的心肠。切切的想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
For God is my witness, for how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
然后我们再念一处，哥林多后书六章十二节。
Second Corinthians 6:12.
哥林多后书六章十二，你们狭窄，原不在乎我们。是在乎自己的心肠狭窄。
You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections.
在一些年前，当我读圣经的时候，我注意到这个词叫做心肠。
Years back, I saw this word, this heart, affection.
Okay, 这我需要解释一下。我们在很奇妙哈，在中文还有在像。希腊文在希伯来文他们有一个词就是内脏就是肠子
and in Chinese and in Greek and in Hebrew there's this word the intestines the bowels
然后我们中文很容易读就是我们常说心肠这个表示我们的心
and in Chinese it says intestines kind of like the intestines it's like our heart
对圣经也是一样当他讲到这个内脏跟肠子，它是形容一个人的心。
When the Bible speaks, when it says that the intestines is trying to describe a man's heart.
然后他，你会有个感觉，他这个想要表达这个人他的心的那个深处里面，好像达到那个五脏六腑的感觉。
And it's trying to describe like the depths of man's heart that reaches down to all the way to the intestines.
对，似乎。这个词也让我们更加感觉是一个重在一个人的感觉跟他的感情里面。
And the word kind of shows us that it's emphasized on a person's affections.
所以我们刚刚有念到有一个神的心肠。
And we also read about the mercies, the tender mercies of God.
然后有耶稣，对，有耶稣基督的心肠。
And also the affection of Jesus Christ.
所以我想我今天愿意说我们一同来思想怎么样去体贴我们主的心肠。
And today I'd like to share with you how are we to be mindful of our Lord's heart.
对，我愿意再次借用那个雅歌书来给我们一点意象。
I want to use again Song of Solomon.
对，如果弟兄姊妹还记得的话，我之前也的确借用了雅歌书好几次。
I borrowed from the Song of Solomon a few times.
啊，比如说在第一章里面，他讲到说，愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
As in chapter 1, it says, draw me and we will run after thee.
这个讲到说，但愿主自己呢，能够吸引我们的心，能够向着他。
That speaks that the Lord himself will draw our hearts to follow him.
然后第二章这边有讲到说，那个这边是讲到一个王跟一个女子的那个爱情的关系。
And in chapter 1, it speaks of the love story of a king and a woman.
然后会说整卷书是讲到这两位他们的爱的关系。
Or the whole book of Song of Solomon speaks of the love relationship.
然后第二章呢是讲到说这个王他不用强迫的，他要这个女子自己愿意。
And the second chapter 2, it speaks that the king does not force the woman, but to let her be willing.
然后在这第三章的开头里面，我们看到这个女子，她有一个想要寻求的心。
And in chapter 3, she has a heart to seek.
所以我上次跳过第四章，第五章里面是讲到这个王在敲这个女子的门。
The last time I skipped chapter 4 and I go to chapter 5 and said that the king is knocking on her door.
讲到说我们的心应该向主打开的，没有任何的隐藏。
And that our hearts should open to the Lord that have no hiding from him.
今天这个我是借用好像感觉回到第四章。
And today I want to borrow as if we are returning back to chapter 4.
在它里面各章里面呢，大部分都是这个王跟这个女子的一些的interaction， 就是他们之间有对话。
The chapter 4, most of it speaks of the conversation like between.
不是，就是除了第四章之外，都是王跟女子的那个对话。
Besides chapter 4, the rest are the interaction between the king and the maiden.
但是第四章好像几乎整章都在讲那个王的感觉。
And chapter 4, the entire chapter speaks of how the king is feeling.
比如说第四章的前面，他说：“我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽。”
It's like chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair."
比如说第第七节，我的佳偶，你全然美丽，毫无瑕疵。
And verse 4 says, "Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in thee."
所以这个哈，这个女子其实并不完美。
This maiden, she's not perfect.
那这边也不是讲到王好像因为爱情很盲目，不是这个，不是这个。
And it's not that the king just loved blindly.
而是他在讲到说，这个王呢，他心里面对这个女子心中的那个感觉跟感情。
And it speaks more of the affection of how the king feels for the maiden.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候当我去思想从神的角度来看救恩的时候。
So brothers and sisters, as I ponder on how, from God's perspective, how he sees the salvation.
我总是觉得很稀奇。
I'm very much amazed.
有一次呢，我心中被一个感觉摸着。
When I was touched by this feeling,
我想到说，像我这个罪人，没有错，我以前知道说父神已经接纳了我。
Like me, a sinner, I know from the past that the Father has already accepted me.
但是那一次哈，我突然想到说，父亲接纳我呢，就跟他接纳他的儿子是一模一样的。
But then at that time, all of a sudden I feel like when the Father accepted me, it's just like he has accepted his son.
对，我们这个罪人呢，现在被放在基督的里面。
That we as sinners, we are being put into Christ Jesus.
然后我们的父怎么样爱他的儿子，怎么样接纳他的儿子，对我们也是一模一样的。
how our Father loved His Son and accepted His Son to stay in He is accepting us.
我甚至发现说，原来完全相等一点点的折扣都没有打出来，都没有打出来。
There is no deduction. It's exactly the same.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是从我们神的角度那个感觉里面来看我们这个人。
That's from God's perspective, His affection as He sees us.
我想我们到今天的追求呢，我们已经慢慢知道神在我们身上的旨意。
Up to today, our pursuit, we already know that God's will in our lives.
神要在我们身上做一个很重大的工作。
He wants to do a mighty work in us.
然后很重大的一个恢复。
A great recovery.
就是叫我们这个人呢，我们这个整个人能够被圣灵，被神掌管。
That our entire being can be controlled by the Holy Spirit, controlled by God.
对，我们的灵，我们的魂，我们的身体，我们那个灵是摆在最高的那个位置。
Spirit, our soul and body, the spirit is on the highest of all the three.
然后主的生命能够管理我们这个全人。
That the life of our Lord can control our entire being.
弟兄姊妹，讲起来容易，但是这其实是一个非常非常艰巨的工作。
Brothers and sisters, it is easy to speak of it, but it's a very tough job.
对你，我们想想我们自己就知道了。
And when we think of ourselves, we should know.
对，经过了，我们信主了，经过五年、十年、二十年。
We have believed in the Lord Jesus, and after 5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
对，有时候老实说，还是觉得不太像样。
Honestly speaking, you know, it's we are just terrible.
但是主。他没有放弃，他没有灰心，他一直做工在我们的身上。
But our Lord did not give up. He's not in despair. He will continue to work in us.
所以当他的生命在管理我们的时候
，When His life is in control of us，
你会发现有主的那个思想，有主的感觉，有主的旨意在那里管理。
We can sense that you know that His mind, His affection, His will is there.Controlling.
所以当这个主的他这个感觉他的心思在管理我们的时候呢，你会发现这个我们就渐渐的被磨成主的形象。
That as His mind is controlling us, and gradually will be conformed to the image of His Son.
对，我在很多年前我记得交通过一个题目。
And many years ago, I shared a topic.
一个叫做就是 look up 跟 look down， 就是往上看跟往下看。
And it's on look up and look down。
意思是说，比如说我们今天活在这个地上的环境。
We live on this earth's environment。
主教我们，主要我们学习能够定睛往上看。
He wants us to focus our eyes to look upwards。
对，要仰望我们的主。
We have to look upon our Lord。
当仰望我们的主的时候，我们其实很多的那个重担，我们那个锁链能够脱开。
When we look at our Lord, a lot of our burdens, our chains can be fall off.
对，还有一件很有意思的叫做 look down， 就是从上面往下看。
Another interesting phrase is to look down.
也就是说，我们学习从神的角度来看我们今天所在的环境。
That we look at our environment from the perspective of God.
用神的眼光来看事情。
From his viewpoint.
比如说我们现在如果只看我们现在所面对的难处，我们会觉得难处很大很大，对不对？
When we look at what we're going through, you know, all these difficulties is very great.
但是如果我们从神的眼光那个高处来看的时候呢，我们发现这是神，我们 OK， 如果我们从神的眼光从高处来看，
And when we are up there, you know, looking from God's eye, from His eye view,
你会发现那个难处其实没有想象那么大。
And you know, our problem is not really that great.
神看见的是我们整个路程。
Because what God sees is our entire journey.
那今天这个难处呢，其实是叫我们得益处，能够得建立。
But today, this difficulty is for us to profit from it, to be built up.
我今天这个感觉，我今天要交通的这个感觉跟这个 look down 比较相似。
what I want to share today has more to, is very similar to this, look down.
但是比较着重在主的那个他的感觉跟他的心他的感情这个方面。
But the emphasis is more on how the Lord feels his affection.
所以也就是说我们要去体从那个高处我们被带到高处去体贴主的心肠。
To be brought on the higher place to be mindful of his heart.
我们翻译到那个腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书的第一章OK, 比如说我挑着念好腓立比书第一章的第三节我每逢想念你们就感谢我的神。
Verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
第六节我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
Verse 6, being confident of this very thing that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
然后七到八我为你们众人有这样的意念原是应当的因你们常在我心里无论我是在捆锁之中是辨明证实福音的时候你们都与我一同得恩我体会基督耶稣的心肠切切地想念你们众人这是神可以给我做见证的
Verse 7 and 8 Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all because I have you in my heart inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ.
我们知道这个腓立比书一个关键呢是以耶稣基督的心思为心思。
We know that the key to Philippians is to have the mind of Christ.
对我们的心思要被转换成主的想法。
That our mind to be transformed to the mind of the Lord.
这边我们会看到保罗他有一个表现。
We see, this expression of Paul.
他说他第七节他说我常常对你们腓立比的圣徒们有一些的意念有一些想法。
That he think about them and then have them in his heart.
对他想念这些弟兄姊妹为他们祷告。
And he think about them and he pray for them.
然后他一想到他们的时候就非常欢喜。
When he think about them, he has joy in his heart.
然后他一想到说过去怎么跟他们就是把这个教会建立起来的时候他们就开始同心合一的兴旺福音。
How, when they come together, to preach the gospel.
然后他也想到说主啊主一定会把这个工作呢做完成。
And he has to think about how the Lord will complete this work.
就是说他对这些信徒们心中有很多的思想很多的意念。
That he, in his heart, he think about them often.
为什么
Why?
因为他说因为你们常在我的心里面。
Because I have you in my heart.
对这些弟兄姊妹常常都在保罗的心里面就像他的心上人一样。
Because they are, these brothers and sisters are in his heart.
为什么保罗会把这些弟兄姊妹摆在他的心里面
how come Paul placed brothers and sisters in his heart?
因为保罗体会体贴基督耶稣的心肠。
Because Paul has the affection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这些弟兄姊妹这在我们主耶稣基督的心里。
Because these brothers and sisters are in the heart of our Lord Jesus.
当保罗去体贴我们主的心的时候呢自然这些弟兄姊妹也在他的心里。
When Paul mind the affection of Jesus Christ, very naturally, these brothers and sisters are in his heart.
所以我这次读的时候我就有个想法。
So when I read about it this time, I think again.
以基督耶稣的心思为心思这件事情太重要了。
It's so important this matter to have the mind of Christ.
但是也许在它的背后有一个关键。
Maybe in the back of it there is a key.
我们必须要先体贴我们主耶稣基督的心肠。
We have to first be mindful of his heart.
所以我想我试着从四个方面来看这个体贴呢对我们属灵的长进的影响。
I want to perhaps use four different perspectives to see how this mindfulness of the Lord's heart affects our spiritual growth.
对或是说在用四个方面来表达我们这样去操练的话我们能够得到一些的益处。
Or like these four ways that if we exercise, will profit us.
对每个方面我可能举几个例子。
I may also give some examples.
当然这些例子它的益处也有不是可能不是单独是那一方面它可能是多方面的益处。
And these will profit us not just on that one particular way, but, you know, in all our aspects.
对我为什么这次会这样子有这样一个负担
How come I have this burden this time?
这一次哈孙弟兄他讲到神的那个方面的主动。
When brother son shared, God being active.
然后事后呢我又跟一些弟兄姊妹交通。
Of how God initiates, and so after that I have some shared fellowship with brothers and sisters.
然后在这个交通的过程里面好像主就把这个负担放在我的心里面。
And through the fellowship, God placed a burden in my heart.
因为我们的弟兄讲到说神主动要跟我们和好交通要同行。
That the Lord himself, God, he initiates that reconciliation and to fellowship with us and to walk with us.
然后神如果有工作要做的话他也主动要找人同工。
And when God is working, he also initiates to find co-workers with him.
然后我们就可以体会到说每一个神的主动的里面呢都有神的那个感情跟他的感觉。
And we see that in each of these initiations, God has his affection in there.
所以我们应该学习也进入到这个感觉的里面。
And we also ought to learn to enter into this affection.
第一个方面哈我觉得体贴主的心肠能够帮助我们比较能够蒙光照带进那个认罪。
The first thing is, I feel that to be mindful of the Lord's heart, it can help us to bring in the enlightenment and the confession of sins.
如果从神主动要和好的这个方面来看的话我们仍然应该觉得很稀奇。
And when we look at God, initiating that reconciliation, we ought to be amazed.
对我们想一想哈就是我们骨子里面是把神当作敌人的。
You know, in us, you know, we treat God like an enemy.
我们想象一下如果有一个人哈一直反对你一直拒绝你。
Can you imagine someone, you know, to, against you and reject you?
然后甚至他一直攻击你毁谤你。
Or continually attack you and slander you.
我们要问自己一句话我问自己说我会真的想跟这个人和好吗
？And we have to ask ourselves, do we really want to, you know, reconcile with this person?
所以，如果我们从神的角度来去体会的话，神主动跟我这个人和好，真的是不知道怎么形容，真的是让我们非常感恩的一件事。
From God's perspective, if we look at that, that He initiates that reconciliation, we ought to be thankful.
我们看一下那个。路加福音十五章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章的二十到二十四节。
Verse 20 to 24.
对，于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。”从今以后我不配称为你的儿子父亲却吩咐仆人说把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿把戒指戴在他指头上把鞋穿在他脚上把那肥牛犊牵来宰了我们可以吃喝快乐因为我这个儿子是死而复活失而又得的他们就快乐起来。
And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry.
当我们读这个浪子的故事的时候，我们通常会比较把自己联系到这个浪子。
When we read the story of the prodigal son, we often, you know, focus to put ourselves in his shoes.
对，这是可以理解的，因为我们这批人是离开了神的人，但是现在是归回到神的家。
And this is understandable that, you know, we were away from God's home and we have returned to God's house.
对，但是在这个故事里面，受伤最深的是这位父亲。
But in this story, the one who was most hurt was this father.
对，他爱这个孩子，但这个孩子却要远离他而走。
He loved his son, but this son wants to be far away from his father.
曾经有一度呢，这个父亲把这个孩子当作是已经死了的一样。
And for a time, the father treated that the son is already dead.
这孩子已经没了，已经没了。
And the son is no more.
这是在这个父亲心中是生成一个很深的一个痛苦跟伤痕。
It's a very deep pain and wound in the father's heart.
但是当这个浪子回到家的时候，
But when the son, the lost son returned home,
这个父亲好像把过去这些受伤的地方完全抛到九霄云外了。
As if this father already tossed out all the wounds in his heart.
他只想拿出许多的祝福给这个孩子。
All he wants is to bring out all the blessings for his son.
他只想到的是他捡回了一个死而复活的孩子。
And he has, his son was dead, but is now alive.
感谢主，受伤的是父亲，但是欢喜快乐的也是这个父亲。
And we thank the Lord because the one who was hurt was the father, but he is the one too who rejoices.
对，我总记得在我初信主的那个时候。
When I have first believed in the Lord.
其实诚实的说，我不觉得有什么特别的那个欢喜的感觉。
Honestly speaking, you know, I didn't really rejoice, you know, that much.
不过我是感觉我心里面充满了平安，这是真的。
But I feel there's peace in my heart that is true.
对，我知道有些弟兄姊妹当他们信主的时候心中大大的欢喜，这也是
I know some brothers and sisters indeed when they receive the Lord, you know, their hearts are full of rejoicing.
对，我只能够说不管如何，当我们回转到父亲面前的时候，他的欢喜远远大过我们的欢喜。
And no matter what, I want to point out that when we return to the Father, His joy is much greater than our joy.
弟兄姊妹，这个是与神和好这个方面，我们从神的感觉来去看。
When we see this to be reconciled with God, we see it from how he feels.
我记得之前有弟兄带那个诗歌，就是主啊主啊，我在这里。
I remember a brother led a song, O Lord, O Lord, here I am.
有一句诗说哈，你曾为我舍了自己。我怎能对你无情无义？
You have given me yourself. How can I be ungrateful to you?
弟兄姊妹，当我们思想神要与我们主动与我们和好之后，你会发现，我们很多时候是一个无情无义的人。
Brothers and sisters, we see that when the Lord Himself He initiates the reconciliation on our side, we are ungrateful.
我以前好像举过这个比方啊。
And maybe I've mentioned this example.
因为我以前在新闻里面，当然我可能以前读的台湾的那边新闻比较多，就是我会看到一种故事。
I've read news mainly from Taiwan in the past.
就是一个比如说奶奶或是外婆，我们台语叫阿嬷，对，就是阿嬷抚养她的孙子。
And there are stories that like a grandma, taking care of a grandson.
然后他可能出去 捡破烂，他可能省吃俭用，做着很辛苦的工作，攒钱就是为着这个孙子的教育。
Maybe she worked really hard, you know, to take care and give financially to support the grandson's education.
因为父母亲不在了。
Because his parents are no longer there.
结果这个孩子呢，去接受教育，随随便便的。
But this grandson, you know, he just didn't care about studying.
然后整天混。
Just, you know, played, you know, every day.
但是他这种无情无义的这个情况，他自己却没有感觉。
But he didn't feel that he was being ungrateful.
因为他从来没有去体贴过这个外婆他的辛苦跟他的心。
Because he has never, to be mindful of the heart that, and the pain that the grandma has gone through for him.
所以弟兄姊妹，也许我们慢慢能够明白，体会说为什么我说体贴主的心肠能够比较容易叫我们蒙光照，叫我们认罪。
Maybe we can gradually feel how, why I was saying that when we are mindful of God's heart, then we can be enlightened and also, to have confession of sins.
很多时候我们的光景啊，我们做的事情，我们自己都不觉得太严重。
Many times our condition and the things that we do not feel is very, bad.
对，我们在那里浪费主的恩典。
We are wasting God's grace.
我们在这边浪费时间，我们在那边不长进。
We are wasting time and we are not growing.
我们没有发现我们是一个无情无义的人。
We didn't come to realize that we are one who's ungrateful.
为什么这个弟兄能够写出这样的一首诗？
How come the brother can write such a hymn?
你曾为我舍了自己，你付了最大的重大的代价。
You have given all of yourself for me.
我不能够对你无情无义。
How can I heartless and ungrateful be?
对，有的时候我们对主心真的很冷淡，真的很无力。
Many times we are being cold towards the Lord.
有的时候我们自己感觉不是那么严重。
Sometimes we do not feel this is serious.
但是很多事情哈，从神的角度来看，他是大大的被得罪了。
But from the viewpoint of God, you know, we have sinned against him.
对，弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们有没有这种感觉哈？下面有两个感觉。
I do not know if you know we feel this following two kind of feelings.
有些时候我们认罪的时候呢，我们为什么会认罪？因为我们发现我们伤了神的心。
Sometimes we confess our sins because we, you know, we realize that we have hurt his heart.
另外一个，有些很多时候，为什么我们能够站住不犯罪，或是不做一些不讨神喜悦的事
？And on certain occasions, how come we can stand firm and not do the things that he, you know, that would grieve him?
因为我们怕。伤了神的心。
Because we are afraid that we will grieve his heart.
我再讲一次哈，有些时候我们认罪。
Sometimes when we confess our sins.
因认罪的时候，我们知道我们伤了神的心。
Because we know that we have grieved him, his heart.
有些时候我们能够站住。
Sometimes we can stand firm.
因为我们害怕伤了神的心。
But because we are afraid that we will grieve his heart.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不是一个体贴神心肠的人的话，
Brothers and sisters, if we are not one who is mindful of his affection,
我刚讲的这两个感觉是不会有的。
Then we will not have the two feelings that I have described.
所以但愿因着我们去体贴主的心肠，体贴他是付了重大的代价。
May we be mindful of his heart, his affection, that he has paid a great price.
我们能从这种的感觉里面多带进一些在我们身上的光照。
That from this affection, we can bring in enlightenment into us.
第二点哈，就是体贴主的心肠能够产生负担。
When we are mindful of his heart, this burden can be born.
我们看一下马太福音第九章三十六到三十八。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 to 38.
马太福音九章三十六到三十八，他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
我最近跟这个查经某一个查经组分享了一下默想圣经的几个建议。
I have shared with one of the groups during Bible study about this to meditate on the Bible verses.
对，比如说有一个就是把我们自己呢放在圣经里面，来体会我在经历圣经里面的事情。
One is to put ourselves in the Bible during that time and to experience it.
我现在要加一个。
I want to add another one.
就是当我们读圣经的时候，我们可以学习从主的感觉去体会这段圣经。
When we read the Bible, that we can from the Lord's His affection to kind of sense what He's trying to tell us.
很多时候，我们真的从心中深处承认说，我们对福音的负担不够。
Indeed, we have to admit that oftentimes we do not have the burden for the gospel.
那为什么呢？
But why?
因为我们跟主的感觉有差距。
Because our affection is very different from His.
当主耶稣看到眼前的这批的会众，就是这批众人的时候。
When He looked at the multitude.
对，我们看见的可能就是一大堆一批人。
What we see is just, you know, a group of people.
对，男女老幼。
And, you know, old and young and men and women.
但是从主的心肠来看的时候，他说他们就像一批困苦流离的羊。
But when from his viewpoint is they fainted and were scattered abroad, a sheep having no shepherd.
没有牧人带他们。
No shepherd to lead them.
没有牧人去保护他们。
No shepherd to protect them.
困苦流离。
They were fainted and scattered.
所以这是我们主看见在地上失丧的人他心中的一个感觉。
So this is what our Lord feel when he look at the people of this world.
然后呢他另外一个感觉就是说要收的庄稼太多了。
Another feeling he has is that the harvest is plenteous.
但是我找不到做工的人。
But I do not have any laborers.
就没有人能够配合得上能够来收这些庄稼。
No one's there to, you know, to cooperate and to harvest.
所以当主有一个想要做一个工作的时候，他心中有这个负担了。
When our Lord wants to work, he has this burden.
所以他就告诉这些人说，你们应该祷告，求主多差一些人去收他的庄稼。
So he told them he should pray to the Lord that he will send forth laborers.
他就寻找人要跟他同工。
He's seeking men to work with him.
所以当主要开始一个工作的时候，他心中是非常有感觉，很有负担的。
So when our Lord could begin a work in his heart as great burden.
弟兄姊妹，有一个我听过有一个问题，就是来到祷告聚会，但是没有负担。
Brothers and sisters, I have heard about a problem that when we come to the prayer meeting, we do not have burden.
我的确承认这个有的时候会发生的。
I have to admit, yes, indeed, sometimes, you know, that occurs.
对，我记得以前你说要我为整个国家祷告，我觉得还是挺困难的。
In the past, you said for me to pray for the country, you know, this is kind of a hard thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要问一个问题哈。我没有负担，难道神就没有负担吗？
we have to ask ourselves a question. I do not have the burden. Does it mean that God doesn't have the burden too?
对，我们来到祷告聚会是什么样一个态度呢？
What is our attitude coming to the prayer meeting?
那我难道我没负担那就算了吗？就反正你反正我就是没负担啊。
Well, so if I don't have the burden, so be it. I just do not have the burden. Is that so?
但是我们愿意去体会我们主的心肠，看他有没有负担吗？
Are we willing to be mindful of his affection? Does he have the burden?
如果主对这个事情有负担，我们是否可以主动的去接受主负担的感觉呢？
If he has this burden, can we actively to receive this burden from him?
弟兄姊妹，这个叫被动中的主动。
Brothers and sisters, this is being passively active.
对，我们主是有负担的，他关切这个国家的走向。
Our Lord has the burden. He's concerned of the direction of this country.
其实我也在学。
I'm too, and learning.
我们这些有家庭的人，这个国家以后怎么走，完全会影响我们的下一代。
And we were family, how this country is, the direction is going, it will affect our generations.
影响我们以后聚会的前途，就是以后聚会的光景跟这个是否能够聚会的状况。
It will affect how, you know, if we're going to be able to meet and how we're going to meet.
所以我们应该学习去体贴我们主的感觉，接受那个负担。
So we ought to be mindful of our Lord's affection and we accept, this burden from him.
第三点哈，就是体贴主的心肠能够对我们的追求产生激励。
And the third point is that when we are mindful of the Lord's heart, it compels us to pursue.
我有一个福音性的问题。
There is a question more of gospel related.
对，为什么耶稣不是中国人？
Why is it that Jesus is not a Chinese?
对，我们有一个答案哈，不没有，这个是圣经的答案。
This is the answer from the Bible.
就是因为在亚伯拉罕那个时候呢，神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
During Abraham's time, God chose Abraham.
或是说，因为亚伯拉罕是一个有信心的人，所以神就给他祝福。
Or you can say that because Abraham is a man of faith, so the Lord blessed him.
因着神看神。给他祝福呢，所以神这个祝福是那个救主，这位这个多国的救主，这个后裔呢，会从他而来。
And because of the Lord's blessing, this savior of the nations, it will come out of Abraham's descendants.
也许是从弟兄们交通的帮助吧。我在某一个时间呢，开始有一个体会。
From brothers' help, I start to have this sense.
这个体会是这样子在亚伯拉罕那个年代
，during Abraham's time，
当神从天上查看全地的时候
，when the Lord from heaven looked down and was looking throughout the entire world，
他要找一个信得过他、对他有信心的人。
He is looking for one that trusts in him.
找来找去呢，都找不到。
He couldn't find a single one.
直到他查看了这个亚伯拉罕的心。
Until he seek out Abraham's heart.
然后他终于找到了一个愿意信靠他的人。
Finally, he found one who is willing to trust in him.
所以当我从这个神的这个眼光跟角度来想这些事情的时候，我心中实在觉得很受激励。
When I look from God's perspective on this matter, I was very encouraged.
地上的人这么多
，so many people in the entire earth.
我们的神竟然连几乎连一个有信心的人他都找不到。
And our Lord cannot find a single one who has faith in Him.
当他找到了一个的时候
But when he found one,
还要给他大大的祝福
He wanted to bless him.
不仅如此，而且 他能够找到一个器皿，能够承接他的旨意。
Not only that, but he has found a vessel to accomplish his purpose.
他终于找到一个器皿，他能够给祝福，叫这个救主能够从他的后裔而出。
That he has found a vessel that he can bless him, that the Savior can come out of his descendants.
所以当我从这个角度去体贴神，体贴主的时候，
When from this perspective I'm mindful of his heart,
我心中就受到激励。
I'm very encouraged from within.
我就想要说我我希望在地上我是一个能够回应神的人。
I hope that I on earth, you know, I'm one who can respond to him.
我可以成为一个主找到能够说愿意的人。
That God can find me that one who's willing.
他能够找到一个人说主啊我在这里。
That he can find one that says, Lord, here am I.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们会软弱。
Brothers and sisters, there are times when we are weak.
但是我发现，如果我们去体贴我们的主
，But I find that as we are mindful of Him,
很多时候那个可以成为我们很大的激励和力量。
When we are mindful of Him, He becomes.That he's one who compels us and he is our strength.
我们再读一下那个马拉基书三章十六。
We'll read Malachi chapter 3, 16.
马拉基书三章十六节，那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
And those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name.
因此呢，这段圣经对我对聚会的态度有一个很大的激励。
And this encouraged my attitude about meeting, gathering together.
对，我想我刚刚信主之后，我算是很乖的人了。
I consider myself, a good kid, when I first believed the Lord.
聚会我一定到的。
I'm surely to attend all the meetings.
就是乖乖的做一个听话的基督徒。
I'll be a very good one who listens, a Christian.
参加聚会也挺认真。
I'm very serious when I come to meetings.
当然但到今天为止你说我们已经参加了几千个聚会了。
Well, maybe up to today we have attended thousands of meetings.
但请记得哈，我们每一次我自从读到这段圣经，我就想起来说我每次聚会呢主都在听。
When I've come to this verse, it reminds me all the time that every time we gather together, the Lord is there listening.
弟兄姊妹，从马拉基书到马太福音之间隔了400年。
Brothers and sisters, from Malachi to Matthew, there are 400 years.
那是一个好像神沉默的年代。
It's like there's some that period of silence from God.
但感谢主，这句话很鼓励人。
But thank the Lord that this verse really encourages us.
我们聚会呢，不是随随便便就那边谈谈说说。讲讲而已。
And we do not come to meetings, then we just chit chat, and that's it.
如果我们是一个敬畏并且在纪念主的人，
If we fear the Lord and we remember the Lord,
我们聚会里面所有的谈论，耶和华都侧耳而听。
Our conversations during the meeting, the Lord listen and hear.
可以是个小地方，没有人看见的地方。
It can be a very small corner and nobody knows.
但是我们的神在那里注意的听。
But he's there paying attention, listening.
他多么在意我们这批人在那里纪念他，在那里爱慕他，在那里谈论他。
How he cares that we remember him and we love him and we we talk about him.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们体贴我们主的心肠，
Brothers and sisters, if we are mindful of his heart,
我们应该看重我们在主面前的聚会。
We have to be serious, take esteem, value this coming before him.
对，还有一个例子啊，我以前提过。
Another example that I mentioned before.
就丁荣熙弟兄有一次讲到与主同恶。
Brother Jonathan has shared with us to bear the yoke together with the Lord.
对，我简单提一下，就是他以前是。他原本也是很乖，就是好好的要为主做工。
He was also very good. He wanted to just work for the Lord.
他就想着说，我在做工的时候，我好像牛在那边耕田。
He said that while I was working, I'm like an ox, tilling the land.
然后我们主好像一个那个赶牛的农夫，在那后面拿着鞭子鞭他往前耕。
And our Lord is like the farmer, trying to get him to go faster.
对，直到有一天，他看到了一个异象，看到一个图画。
Until one day he saw this vision, this picture.
可能他那阵子做工做得很辛苦。
Maybe he worked, he was very tired.
他祷告的时候就觉得，哇，主啊，我愿意，我要耕，我要努力为你做工。
And when he was praying, he said, Lord, I'm willing, to till this land for you.
但在这个图画中，他往头往旁边一看
，In this picture, when he turned his head and he looked to his side,
还有一条牛
，There was another ox.
这谁呀？啊，主啊，怎么是你
？Who's that? Oh Lord, it's you.
哇，他突然发现，原来主跟他同轭，一同的在这边工作。
And he suddenly realized that the Lord was bearing the same yoke and working together.
从此之后呢？这个他为神工作与神同行，这个感觉是完全不同了。
So from then on, that feeling that working for the Lord and to walk with the Lord is entirely different.
弟兄姊妹，主与我们同行，其实他很不舒服。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord walk with us, he's very uncomfortable.
对，我们先不讲说我们走得很慢。
We're just not focused on we walking very slow first.
我们很多时候偏行己路。
And we went astray.
我们的主需要配合我们的步调。
And our Lord need to match our foot, how fast we go.
他在那边耐心调整他的脚步，能够把我们带到那个对的路上。
He patiently adjusts his own pace in order to bring us on the right path.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们应该感谢主，他乐意与我们同行。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to thank the Lord that He is willing, to gladly willing to walk with us.
当我们这样去体贴主的时候，我们应该心中更感恩，我们更愿意，我们要跟随主。
When we are mindful of His heart, then we ought to be even more thankful and we'll follow the Lord.
第四点。
A fourth point.
我们如果能够多体贴主的心肠，我们就比较容易能够明白神的旨意。
The more we are mindful of His heart, then the easier it is for us to understand His will.
为什么呢
？But why？
我们越体贴我们神的心好，我们就越能够知道他爱的是什么，他看重的是什么。
The more we are mindful of His heart, then the more we will see and understand what He values, what He loves.
对他心中最关心最关切的是什么
What's the thing that he loves most and his attention is on it?
弟兄姊妹，其实那个就是神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, that is the will of God.
我们越体贴主的心，我们就越知道主的旨意是什么。
The more we are mindful of his heart, the more we know his will.
对，我可以知道说，很多时候弟兄们讲到这个教会的真理。
I can understand many times when brothers speak about the truth of the church.
然后讲到基督与教会是神的旨意。
And that Christ and church is the will of God.
我们可能就感觉有相当的一个距离，总是跟自己连不上。
It seems like it's distant from us. We cannot connect it to our own.
对，这个原因有一个原因是因为我们不够体贴我们神的心。
And one reason is because we are not mindful of his heart.
我们的主要为教会舍命。
Lord gave his life for the church.
这是他心中愿意放下一切的代价来得着的。
And he laid all down his life that he paid the price to gain the church.
你们记不记得孙弟兄讲到那个圣经里面最心酸的一句话。
Do you remember what Brother Sun said, the one phrase that's most painful in the Bible?
对，我不翻了，是马太福音八章二十节。
In Matthew chapter 8, verse 20.
对，湖里有洞，空中的飞鸟有窝，人子没有枕头的地方。
And Jesus said unto them, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个每次读经一年一遍，那个马太福音已经读了很多遍了，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, we have read many times Matthew.
这句话都读过很多次了。
We have read it many times.
你知道为什么孙弟兄会这样讲吗？
Do you know why Brother Sun would say it?
为什么孙弟兄会有一种心酸的感觉呢？
Why does he feel this pain in his heart?
因为我们弟兄体贴我们主的感觉啊。
Because our brother is mindful of the heart of the Lord.
虽然只是表面好像是一句短短平静的话。
Even though it seems, you know, it's a very, not very, just a phrase.
可是我们主会这样子讲，是因为他里面感觉找不到一个安息的所在，感觉心酸了。
Because our Lord couldn't find a place that he can rest.
当我们弟兄去体贴主的感觉的时候，他觉得这是全本圣经最心酸的一句话。
So this is heart-wrenching verse, most heart-wrenching verse in the entire book.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要从体贴主的心，我们都愿意知道神的旨意，我相信。
I believe that we all want to know the will of God.
但是我们不要只是围绕在一些这个事情怎么做，那个事情怎么做。
But do not just look at how we should do this thing, how we should do that thing.
对，我想神也关切我们大大小小的事情。
I'm sure the Lord is he pay attention to all the things that we do.
但是在我的经历里面，当我们去体贴主的心肠。
But from my experience, when we begin to be mindful of his heart.
很多时候当我寻求神的旨意，那个优先次序就变得很比较清楚了。
And when I come to seek his will, then that priority, it becomes clearer and clearer.
还有一件事情叫做我们弟兄提到与神交通。
Another thing our brother mentioned to fellowship with the Lord.
我们弟兄其实以前在别的聚会提过一个例子，就是摩西。
Brother has shared in another meeting this example of Moses.
就是摩西在西乃山上与神交通了四十昼夜。
When Moses was fellowshipping with the Lord on Mount Sinai for 40 days and nights.
这个感觉其实跟那个我刚刚讲那个亚伯拉罕有点像。
Is very similar to that of Abraham.
是这样子哈，在历世历代这个时间过了很多年很多年之后
，throughout the generations after so many years have passed，
我们的神好像找不到一个人能够真正的把那个会幕的样式、他的旨意，把它交通出来。
That he cannot find one that he can share with how he wants the tabernacle to be.
他心中有好多想讲的话。
He has so much in his heart that he wants to speak to man.
他真的希望能够找到一个能听的器皿，能够明白他心中的旨意。
To find a vessel that can know the will in his heart.
最后他终于找到一个人叫做摩西。
Finally, he found someone named Moses.
而且很有意思，就是这个一定要把它关四十昼夜，要花四十天的时间好好交通一下。
And interestingly, he kept him for 40 days and nights to have fellowship with him.
因为我们主已经忍耐了好几千年了。
Because our Lord has, you know, been very patient and bear with that many thousands of years.
对，但是他现在找到一位，然后摩西，他能够好好的、毫无拦阻的，能够把他心意交通出来。
And finally, he found this man Moses that without hindrance, he can share the will in his heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天在家的生活也是如此。
And brothers and sisters, the same for us, our lives and our homes.
我们不需要。去 travel 到西乃山去。
We do not need to travel all the way to Mount Sinai.
我们也不需要像保罗一样 travel 到罗马把自己关起来。
We do not need to be locked up, you know, like Paul in Rome.
请大家记得哈，今天就算我们在家里，神也非常想要跟我们交通。
Remember that even when we are at home, the Lord desires so much to fellowship with us.
我们应该。从这个角度去体贴我们主的心。
We ought to be mindful of His heart from this point of view.
然后我这次在思想这件事情的时候
，When pondering on this matter，
哇，我发现原来每件事情都可以这么去学。
That everything, you know, we can learn this way.
所以我们来擘饼聚会。
We come to, you know, to the breaking of the bread meeting.
你知道主对擘饼聚会里面有多？真的感情吗
？Do you know the great affection that the Lord has for this meeting？
这是他在是被卖的那一夜。
The day and the night when he was sold。
圣经记载说，他里面充满了那个 desire， 想要跟设立这个饼和杯。
And the Bible records the great desire he wanted to set up this bread and cup。
如果我们真的去体贴主的感觉的话。
If we truly are mindful of His heart,
我想我们对擘饼聚会的态度，跟我们愿意在当中的那个爱慕，应该会不同的。
That our attitude and our affection toward it will change.
对啊，我想我今天的交通就是，我们彼此勉励，叫我们能够做一个体贴主心肠的人。
And my sharing with you today is that we encourage one another that we'll be ones who are mindful of His heart.
对，因着这个体贴，我们在很多的方面，我们能够继续的成长。
And because of that, when from as being mindful of His heart, that in all areas we can grow.
然后我们也是一个愿意常常主动去配合上神心意的人。
There will be ones who will be actively be able to cooperate with His will.
好，我想我们结束有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，主啊，我们承认很多时候我们的心跟你的心有很大的差距。
Lord, we thank you. We confess that indeed our hearts are often we have great distance from with your heart.
但是我们看见保罗能够体贴你的心肠。
So we see that Paul can be mindful of your affection.
是吧？我们这批蒙你重价买赎来的人，是吧？我相信我们也能够学习体贴你自己的心肠。
Right, we who have been bought by a great price, Lord, I believe that we can also be mindful of your affection.
是吧？但愿借着这样的体贴，你能够光照，并且坚固，也激励我们。
That being mindful of that, Lord, that you can enlighten us and you can encourage us.
主啊，谢谢你，你把我们常常放在你的心里面。
Lord, we thank you that you have us in your heart.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.